it's public knowledge, and I sent it to them, too, so.
All right. I will call us to order for our Marshall Story 1 update. Kent, it's to you.
Well, as you know, there's been a lot of rain in the area. Since May 1st at Ames, they had like 25 inches. Unfortunately, we did not have a gauge at the site. Paul indicates, I'm sure, is probably aware. He's closest to the site and probably knows.
We probably had at least that much.
Yeah, probably more there.
One of us is in the middle of building a house. We know exactly how much it's raining.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You mentioned that the last time. These were taken July 1st, I believe, after the last big, did the structure July 3rd, mm-hmm. Right?
This is before it.
This is before the structure is placed, okay?
Yep.
And that's part of a broken culvert right there, right?
Yeah.
In the foreground.
That was, I think, probably part of the tile.
That being the tile, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Tile.
Mm-hmm. But this is the ditch, looking down the ditch from about where the structure, old structure was. Uh-huh. And they dug this diversion ditch, but it became much wider and everything in with the water that they've had go to the. There's after they poured that on the 3rd. This is after that big rain, July 4th weekend. There's water coming down upstream of the structure. The tile is underneath that river of water somewhere, you know. There it's rushing down into that diversion ditch that was dug for to reroute the tile water around the structure, why they installed that structure, of course. So there you can see the water dumping into that. It actually filled the area, the hole they had dug. They hadn't backfilled it yet. They just poured it and set it in place. There's supposed to be tiebacks behind that. Those are not in place, but it withheld very well. Of course, it's not really flowing water. It's just filled up, pretty equal pressure there. But again, that shows the diversion ditch on the south side there. This is at the roadway where the ditch crosses at that T intersection in Marshall County. Water's flowing over top of the road, inundating the road and then crossing. And never seen erosion there, of course, that on the road surface that Marshall County was able to.
Was it enough to close the road?
No. I don't know. I didn't see any. When I was there, I didn't see any barricades that they had there, so I don't know if they really closed it or not. There again, I think it's more of the same.
Now, from just a conceptual point of view, is this showing, is this widening, the digging out where they kind of widened it to get a more of a steady flow, or was this part of originally how wide this was?
Well, again, this is the diversion.
Oh, this is diversion.
The diversion still.
Right.
Go to
right.
Some other ones here.
Wow.
And I think that's still the diversion, but you can see it's gotten. They didn't have near that wide.
Right.
It's widened out.
Right.
Okay. Now this. This is the erosion that occurred upstream of that structure.
Okay.
And you can even see far up where the water's pouring over right there. Yep. So all this dirt eroded and ended up down in the ditch.
Okay.
After this event, we went and took, after the water went down some, we took some shots on the bottom of the ditch because they had cleaned the bottom up. But they needed to shape the sides, some of the side slopes yet. So we took some shots on that and determined there was about 1,336 cubic yards in the bottom of that ditch that I think they should be paid for due to events beyond their control. At the excavation rate amounts to about 4,700 bucks at that time. But since that time, there's been more rain events that have possibly added more water. And actually, tomorrow we plan to take more shots to see if that has significantly changed. Possibly that dirt has just blown through, too, as well. But this is the ditch. Later, I went with Jeremy Moss, who was here at the bid letting, to review the things and look at. And really, the ditch itself has stood up pretty well. There is some sloughing a little at the bottom of the slope. You can see a little few places. But really, the ditch held up pretty good, and I think they can straighten that up by when they redo those slopes. So I don't see a big issue there. The big issue is getting dirt to fill these eroded areas. We're looking at getting dirt from alongside the ditch, as well as shaping that area upstream of the drop structure, shaping that, and sloping it down, and getting more dirt from each side there as well. So, but again, we need to survey that to get what quantity we're going to need and what quantity we need to pay them for to obtain that. Looking at expecting still, of course, high water tables. The high water tables are going to cause issues with placing the tile. Our next step is to place tiles outside of this eroded area to get up far enough to connect in the old, to stop the water flow that's coming down that ditch now, so we can get it backfilled. Okay.
So the tile is not going to go in where our water's currently running. It's going to go higher than that.
To the side of that, yes. We need to get a good new trench and get that installed. But first, they got to clean out downstream so they get, because the tile right now, I think the tile outlet at that structure is lower than the ditch.
Than the ditch.
So they need to clean some more of that out so they can get a free flow and get rid of that water. Once they have that ditch back in shape, then they'll concentrate on placing that tile around that eroded area and then connecting it up at the end where it's outletting into that. We have placed a temporary rock chute at the end of that eroded area to stop the pain, more or less, to keep this from just going and going and going. Because it seems like you would think after you get the first or second or third 100-year storm in one summer that you wouldn't get any more, but I'm not guaranteeing that anymore. These were some of the areas where you could see some of the dirt had washed, and they had already made one pass there. There's a tile that had blown out from that eroded area. That's a plastic 30-inch dual wall plastic, I think, that was installed towards the lower end. Probably has a patch.
This Gerke that's doing the work?
Yes.
How are they doing? I mean, I know that there's lots of things hitting them that are outside their control, but what kind of job are they doing with everything that's getting thrown out?
I think good. You know, it really, they haven't been able to do too much other than this structure and get started on the ditch. So there hasn't really been a whole lot accomplished. Just because of the weather.
Sure.
And once you get those big rains, then it takes a long time for the water to go down and things to dry out again. So, but what they've done, they've been good to get along with and are willing to work with you to get these families.
So approximately the distance that we're talking about, approximately how many landowners are impacted by the work that's being done here, would you
say, 5, 6?
Oh, where the work is on, actually, there's, well, this is Lively's. All of this area where the tile is Lively's.
Okay.
The others would be Edler on the north side, and the south side, I believe, is possibly Edler, too. So not many landowners are involved with the construction work themselves.
Yeah, that's...
Them and Schneider,
right
at the very corner there. And again, you know, Miley's real good to get along with. I think Edler was not as cooperative, but
challenging.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul's used to talking to those challenging people.
So what's their, are they optimistic they'll get it done?
November 1st is the completion date. You will know more once we start construction, digging for that tile.
Okay.
How is this going to go? Right now, I'm not expecting it to go well. I see potentially a lot of tile cradling rock being used, likely a lot more than what I've estimated. Certainly until the water table goes down, I think that's going to be a challenge. This was thrown out there, and even by him, as to, you know, would this be a project to be constructed over the winter? Possibly. We've done that at times, and again, you need good conditions and good planning for that to work too. You know, you need to clear a certain portion that you believe you can get done in that day, leave the snow cover if there's snow cover on it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't freeze up on the rest of it, you know. It just depends on the winter that you're going to get. I'm hearing cold and snowy. But who knows?
And why not? Well, I don't think that's unreasonable. It didn't get into this condition overnight. And, you know, there's nothing anybody can do about the amount of rain. And it's one of those...
It's crazy. And
yeah, so it's one of those unforeseen. Who'd ever thought we'd been getting rain like this in August?
Yeah, I mean, we are where we are.
Yep.
And it's not like we're going to stop. It's, you know, we've got to do things in as cost-effective a manner as possible, understanding that some things have been thrown at us. But we got to get this thing done before planning. Right?
Hope to, yeah. At least in a stable enough position where we can continue, if not. But I'd like to think we could get it done before planning.
I mean, all right.
But even just getting tile out there, you know, is a challenge when it's just what they did. They did get some out of there. But now we have to redesign the location of the tile to get around these areas. So we have to determine the angles for the elbows to get around this. So they can tell their sub pretext on who's making the tile on what angles they need for that manufactured elbows, so they can get those made and get them brought out here. So that's what we're going to be doing, hopefully in the next few days here, getting some of that redrawn and quantities calculated. We can get some better numbers on what we're going to have for needing for dirt there to fill that.
Well, is Gerke the kind of operation that when we get a break in the weather, they're going to be able to throw all hands on deck?
Well, I'm telling them that, yeah. We need to get stuff done.
Well, I'm one of the landowners out there, and Paul, you helped with this. This is who you've grown up with. Seems to me. You're going to completely understand when we're having trouble, when the water table's high and everything's going. But the second we get to the point that it's not,
it's decent.
Unless, and if we don't have people out there going hard at that point, that's where we're going to get some pissed off people.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
Yep. Okay, what else with Marshall Story 1?
That's about all I had. I just wanted, you know, I knew you guys were aware of the weather. Everybody's aware of the weather and stuff, but I just wanted to show you a little bit and go through it a little bit of where we were at.
Yep.
Because of that and what our next steps are.
Well, Ken, I think from my perspective, completely understandable. I would just ask if you would relay to Gerke that it is really, really important that they be mobilized enough that when we get a good stretch, we get something accomplished.
Absolutely. I'll do that.
Thank you. Darren, anything else we need to talk about on Marshall Story 1 that you can think of or anything you want to point out?
No, I walked up to Lefanning's about a week ago. The pictures he's showing us with the straight up and down erosion, that's over the top of my head. That's a lot of dirt that's gone. So I think he's right. The contractor's probably owed some extra money there.
Okay.
Out that day, so.
I was actually glad you said $4,700, call it $5,000. Is that what I heard?
That was for the ditch.
That's for dirt down.
This dirt landing in the ditch, which needs to be taken out.
Okay.
Then either that dirt or some other dirt needs to come into this. And I haven't figured that yet, just because it'd be a real guess.
How you doing?
But you know that would be on top of that.
Okay. Yep. Well, I just ask keep us posted through Scott Wall and Darren Moon, and then we'll go from there.
Any questions
on Marshall Story 1?
Yep.
All right, then I take a motion to adjourn this portion of the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Marshall Story meeting is adjourned. We'll come back in 12 minutes and get started with the Richland meeting.